Hello, and welcome to morning prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. I thank God that we're able to be together on this beautiful Saturday morning to start this day in prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. Today is Saturday, and we have reached the end of the 17th week after Pentecost. Today we continue reading in the 14th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. And now we begin our prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are yours also. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. You have been born anew through the abiding word of God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 14th chapter, beginning this morning at verse 26. When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them, "You will all become deserters, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Even though all become deserters, I will not." Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you, this day, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." But he said vehemently, "Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you." And all of them said the same. If there was still a thought that Jesus and the disciples might instigate an armed insurrection that would see the Son of God triumph over the powers that ruled in Jerusalem and bring in God's kingdom, Jesus' prediction at the Mount of Olives sweeps it all away. The disciples will desert. They will run away and leave Jesus alone, as it is written in Scripture. And even though the disciples don't really listen to what Jesus is telling them, he insists instead that they will stay and fight to the death. Jesus gives the disciples a way to understand what is happening. This is not a battle to be fought here on the Mount of Olives. This is the shepherd being struck down and the sheep being scattered. And then the good shepherd will rise again and will regather the flock. That is the whole of the story. And since this is a story of how the Son of God lays down his life for the sake of the world, how the Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep, how the Messiah dies for the life of the whole world, then there is never talk about shame in the disciples fleeing instead of fighting on that night. Think for a moment at how remarkable that is. Our great story. And the great saints and heroes of our faith, the apostles who heard all that Jesus said and all that Jesus did, those who are the witnesses to the turning point in human history, they all ran away. They did not stand and fight and triumph, or stand and fight and die a tragic death. and our Lord Jesus would not have had it any other way. There should be no doubt, then, about the non-violent nature of the faith and life into which we have been baptized. The way of violence is simply not the way of Jesus, and not in the heart of the disciples. And nevertheless, Christ triumphs, alone, in faith and obedience to the Father who raises him from the dead, so that there is no confusion that this is God's doing and not our own. There's also a humbling comfort in learning that Christ knows us at our worst and most unfaithful, and there calls us back into the fold with grace and forgiveness to make us new. Jesus is neither hurt nor disappointed by Peter, but he desperately prays that Peter is not overwhelmed at his denial, overwhelmed as Judas was. Do these words keep Peter from going over the edge in the day that follows the crucifixion? Does he find just enough strength in hearing that the Lord knew what was in him all along, and yet the Lord never deserted him, but expected to see Peter again in Galilee after Jesus rose from the dead? I wonder. And so I hope that you know that Jesus' love for you is as great as it is for Peter, whose sin is no less than ours. And I pray that that promise keeps you going, even in your darkest hour. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears, and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, and you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation in Christ and all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the communion of faith in your church, for the gifts of relationship with others. For what else are we truly thankful? Merciful God of might, renew this weary world. Heal the hurts of all of your children and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land, for those who govern nations of the world, for people in countries that are ravaged by strife and warfare, for all who work for peace and international harmony, for all who strive to save the earth from carelessness and destruction, for those who are tending to the sick, comforting the bereaved. For who else, or for what else, are we praying for this morning? Almighty and everlasting God, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power that we may not fall into sin nor be overcome in adversity. In all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom. Teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage, hold fast to that which is good, render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.